Parking the Car.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. It's amazing what $4 or $5 a gallon will do to your wallet and your behavior. The Transportation Department comes out with a report today on driving. It shows that Americans have cut back dramatically this year. In May, driving was down almost 4% compared to May 2007. That's a significant change, and it's the main reason oil prices have dropped 16% in 2 weeks. This morning, gas is below $4 a gallon for the first time in quite a while. But these recent developments will not show up in the second quarter profit reports from the big oil companies. Amy Scott reports.
Analysts say most of the big oil companies will turn in record profits this week. No surprise there. The price of oil averaged more than $120 a barrel between April and June. That's almost double prices the year before. Analyst Phil Weiss follows the business for Argus Research. He says he's hoping to learn a bit more this week about how the oil companies plan to use that money. They've come under fire for spending more buying stock back from investors than finding new oil.
From a long-term perspective, I'd rather see them put it into projects than put it into stock buybacks, because if they buy back stock, they're not really growing the company.
And they're not helping relieve high prices. But buybacks do please shareholders. They boost the value of the stock, and oil shares have fallen recently. Analysts say that's because oil company stocks track oil prices, which have come down from their summer highs. In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
The stock markets have been so volatile lately. Up and down with violent swings, but in the end, not really going anywhere. The Dow is at 11,370. It fell 1% last week. The Nasdaq gained 1%, and it's at 2310. The S&P 500 was pretty flat and starts the week at 1257. European shares are mostly lower so far this morning. Mixed results in Asia today. So people are driving less. Does that mean they're not going on vacation? Or are people taking a staycation, as some are calling it? Take off from work, but you don't really go anywhere. New York City is trying to encourage people to do just that. Ashley Milne-Tite explains.
The heat, the crowds, those summer smells. Many New Yorkers look forward to a break from all that. Tiffany Townsend is with New York's tourist bureau, NYC & Company. She says in tight times, it's worth reminding city residents their town has plenty of other things to offer.
So perhaps rather than taking a drive to, let's say, Virginia, you can really have a great beach experience just by going to Staten Island or Coney Island or even up into the Bronx to go to Orchard Beach.
But marketing specialist Peter Yesowicz has his suspicions about the staycation.
Our sense is that that may be more of a, frankly, a media myth than a reality.
Yesowicz says a change of scene is a vital part of any break. He says vacationers will save on gas by staying closer to home than usual this year. But he says staying at home may be too much for them to bear. In New York, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Google gets a little more competition today. A new search engine called Cool is open for business. Cool is spelled C-U-I-L. It's backed by $33 million in venture capital, and it's headed by former Google employees. They say their search engine is 3 times bigger than Google's index. Google says it welcomes the competition. Of course it does. It has 62% of the search engine market.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, partnering with Teach for America to bring math and science teachers to under-resourced public schools. More information at teachforamerica.org. And by Gather.com, where friends keep up with the people, conversations, and moments that matter most. People are talking about the economy at Gather.com.
Congress has finally approved a bill to help people facing foreclosure. The Senate passed it over the weekend. The bill also allows for a government bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac if need be. But it won't do anything about mortgage rates. And that's a big reason why nobody's buying and people can't sell.
And now it's time for the Sloan Sessions.
Alan Sloan from Fortune Magazine is here as usual on Monday mornings. Alan, the Fed cut interest rates for so long, and usually you see a spillover into mortgage market. That just isn't happening. What's going on?
Well, up until, say, a year ago, when the junk mortgage market started melting down, zillions and zillions of dollars, many of them from overseas, were funding mortgages, you know, indirectly by buying securities that were assembled based on mortgages that lenders made. And a lot of that foreign money is gone. The U.S. money, the lenders have become, you know, much pickier. But it's an example of why when we talk about the Fed lowered interest rates, what we really should say every time is the Fed lowered short-term interest rates, because long-term interest rates might or might not head in the same direction as short rates.
Alan, give us a scenario here where you see things starting to loosen up and turn around.
Well, if the Fannie and Freddie thing stops going into, forgive me, atrial fibrillation, you know, every once in a while, sooner or later, housing prices will hit a bottom. Sooner or later, mortgage stuff will turn around. But I don't know when. And the current interest rate is about 6.4%. That's not really that expensive. It's just that it's not lower than it was when the Fed started. I don't know that 6.4 is an expensive rate.
Right.
It's just there are problems in the market.
So if inflation continues to pose a threat and the Fed does, in fact, raise interest rates at some point, what is that going to do to this situation?
Well, if you believe conventional theory, which I'm not sure I do, the conventional theory is mortgages are based on long-term rates and that long-term rates are based on fears of inflation. In theory, if the Fed raises short rates, it might actually lower mortgage rates. I don't know that would happen, but it definitely could.
All right, Alan Sloan from Fortune Magazine. Thanks.
Scott, I was happy to be here.
In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in and have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.